I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Arrests in Britain related to a gruesome murder case. Nearly 2 years ago, the torso of a young African boy was found floating in the River Thames in London. Police gave the victim the name Adam. They suspected a ritual killing. This morning, 10 men and 11 women were arrested on suspicion of various immigration offenses. David Barrett reports for the Press Association, the British Wire Service. And David Barrett, what do we know about the suspects and what the police think happened to Adam?
Well, as you say, there are 21 suspects, and detectives from Scotland Yard believe that they were somehow involved in a people trafficking gang who engineered false identities for children and adults from West Africa, bringing them to the UK via Europe. And they actually believe that some of the people involved in today's operation may actually have smuggled Adam into Britain.
This case involves some very sophisticated forensic work, I gather, to establish where Adam came from.
That's right. Forensic experts analyzed Adam's remains. They looked at the physical imprint that what we eat and drink leaves on our bodies, and they established that Adam was from a part of southwest Nigeria, approximately 100 miles long and 50 miles wide, probably focusing on the area around Benin City. Most of the people arrested today also come from the same area, and detectives are following up that lead. Interestingly, everyone arrested today will be DNA tested to see if there are any family links between them and the young victim of this terrible crime.
It's a big step, though, from immigration offenses and passport fraud, even human smuggling, to suspicions or charges of ritual murder. What is there, if anything, to substantiate that sort of charge?
Well, when scientists examined Adam's remains, they found that he'd been given a potion to drink very shortly before he died. That potion had quartz, clay pellets, crushed bone fragments, and very small samples of rough gold. This is a potion which detectives have established is sometimes used in African witchcraft. And one of the main discoveries from today's raids across London was that at one address in the east of the city, they found an animal skull wrapped in some kind of fibrous material with a nail through it. This was in a briefcase in one of the properties that were stormed this morning by police. And obviously, detectives are going to be examining that particular find very closely, given the fact that bone fragments were found in the dead boy's stomach.
This has been a high-profile case in London.
It has been a very high-profile case. It's one which has certainly grasped the imagination of many Londoners. It's also something which the detectives involved have found very challenging. They don't know who this little boy was. His real identity remains a mystery, and many of them attended a memorial service for him shortly after his body was found because they felt that they had to give him some kind of identity and acknowledge his short and violent life.
David Barrett, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Reporter David Barrett of the Press Association, the British Wire Service, speaking with us from London.